Hello, this is Scott with Decked Out.
Hello, Scott. This is Catherine from Local Splash. How are you?
Yes, doing good.
Good.
I tried to figure out, I was on what I thought was my page, but because it even says my name and number and all that on there, but I couldn't do anything. I touched, it says it's closed or something like that. It needs reactivated.
Okay, I completely understand that, Scott. It is actually because of the failed payment, though. Let's see.
Sure, that might be it, which is weird.
Yes.
Why would, I don't know why you wouldn't get payment. And.
Well, regarding that, we just noticed that the payment failed last 6th of April, and that was for $149 through your Visa card ending in 8408.
Yeah, I just noticed today. I don't know what's going on. I have to check with my Visa today.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to use it today, and it worked for gas, but it didn't work when I went to use it at a hardware store.
Of course.
So I don't know what's going
on. That
could
happen, yeah. Things like that could happen. But thank you so much for your time. When you're able to check it, please do. And then should we follow up, or how should we go?
I don't know. I'm a little bit exasperated.
Mm-hmm.
And for one thing, as I said, if I can't see the leads, what good do they do me? I mean,
okay.
I've got a couple of them through my phone, but I haven't gotten nowhere near like 19 like you were talking about.
That's really weird, though. I mean, that's really the total that I do see here. Overall, it's 19, but...
And I was also told when that I would not get charged unless I'm actually using the bids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I don't know what's going on. I don't know where my $500 is gone and then own $149 on top of that.
I do get your point. Well, actually, the amount that you're referring to only refers to the Google Verify program, which is the paper lead program. So that was what the $500 or like what the $400 was for. That was initially charged to you. We're still working on the Google Verify program, though.
So it's not going in yet. You know, that's one thing. I'm not getting any jobs. I think I've got one job through you guys, and that's it.
Okay. Would you mind if I show you my screen? Are you able to look into my screen? I can send you a link to your phone number so you get to see the screen.
I won't understand what you're trying to do. I won't.
Yes, what we're going to try to do is, like, I'm going to send you a link, okay? I'm going to send you a link, and then you just go ahead and click on it, and then you're going to see what I am looking into my screen. So you'd be able to look into your dashboard.
We'll see.
Would you?
I'm not computer savvy. Yes, fine. I mean, I'm just not guaranteeing I'll be able to see what you're talking about, but hopefully I will.
All right. Give me one quick second and work on it, okay? Hold on.
You're talking about on my phone, right?
Yes. I'm going to send you a link for your phone.
All right.
I just sent you a text. You should be getting it in a minute or two. Just please look into it, okay?
All right. There. I just got it. Hold on.
Okay. Do you see it now?
Yeah, I see something, but it's so small I can't see it there.
I think it's because you're using a mobile phone. Okay. So these are actually the leads that I'm referring to.
Hold on.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Okay, all right. Hold on. Okay. I see five things on here right now.
Yes.
The Al Man, the last one, the Al Man Rodriguez, I did talk to him.
Okay. Yep. That was the most recent lead that he received.
I got the job. It's a pretty crappy job, but I got it.
All right. But how about the next one? That was the second to the last.
326? I just see a phone number. It doesn't have a name or anything on it. So I don't have any idea. Yeah, I see the Elizabeth White. Mm-hmm. I think I remember seeing that, but I have no idea what they're about.
Okay.
Is there anything
Yeah. If you do not have any idea what the lead is all about, you just again, it's only available if you do have access to the dashboard. Because on the right-hand side of it, you're going to be able to play a recording. If you look into this, all the way to the right-hand side.
Are you moving an arrow around?
Yes, I'm pointing it.
Okay, all right. All right, you got to speak a little bit louder because I can't hear you very good for some reason. I can't get to my voice, just get my voice louder.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you look all the way to the right-hand side, you're going to see.
Yeah, see where that. Oh, okay. The one that says 622-8693 below the 3811. Yes.
Yeah.
It says not a valid lead.
Yes, but that was for your Google Verify program. It is where you pay per lead. Remember? So you pay per lead.
What's that?
This is for the Google Verify program, the pay per lead program that you're doing.
Right. Right.
Okay, so once the system detects that it's not a valid lead, then it puts in there that it's not a valid lead, so you do not end up getting billed for it. And that's
okay.
To show you that you don't get billed for it because it's not a valid lead.
Right. Well, that one.
Okay, and then the other ones are from Elizabeth White. And then we've got one from a wireless caller again, which is phone number ending in 5310.
Yes, I see that one. You're clicking around on me.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, if I've talked to him or not, besides that last one.
Yes, well, that's more of a reason why.
Well, actually, yeah, there's another one that says not a valid lead.
Yes, again, anything that says
so there's three of them that say not a valid lead.
Well, the other one is actually a test call from us, the one ending in 625.
Right. But anyway, if I just have a phone number,
yes?
How do I find out what they want?
Well, actually, again, if you move all the way to the right-hand side, you're going to see an option for you to record or to play the call recording.
I can't see what it says in the orange.
Let me see if I can move the cursor to
that
section.
What?
Yes, if you move all the way to the right-hand side.
What, where it says notes and all that, where it says 622-8693?
Yes, under notes.
Yeah, I see. All right, I see your arrow.
Yes. And then you look into the...
But it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say what they want. It's just got their name and number.
Yes. And scroll down. scroll down, you're going to...
Oh, there where it says A1 summary?
Yes, and then there's a call recording.
About artificial turf, yes, I talked to that one. I remember, I said I better not get charged for that because I don't do artificial turf.
Yes.
That's not landscaping to me.
Yes, but we're looking into the not a valid lead one. So certainly this proves that you were not billed for that turf installation request.
So anyway, I don't know what good this does me if I can't, you had to send this to me for me to even see this stuff.
Yes. Well, again, this is only going to be applicable, or like this is actually something you can fully access once the payment has gone through, because it reactivates the dashboard again. I can check what we can do. Okay, Scott, I'm not able to give you anything yet. As of now, but I can check with our management what we can do so you'd be able to look into your dashboard. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you better do something because I'm about ready to cancel the whole thing.
I completely understand. No worries. I'll definitely look into this, and then I'll get in touch with you by tomorrow. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much as well, Scott. Bye.
Bye.